I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, delighted again today to have this opportunity by this means of radio to greet you with the gospel of Christ. 2 Timothy 2:15 says we are to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Who shall be judged in the judgment? The first preacher said only Christians, because the people who have chosen not to follow the gospel have already been judged. The second said, everyone shall be judged, Christians and non-Christians. Would you please help me to make the right decision? Well, we're very happy to have the question, and as we have thus far learned from John the 3rd chapter and verse 18, perhaps is the reason for the first preacher's answer. He that believeth on Christ, he shall not be condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Certainly this condemnation is a three-way condemnation. It's condemnation by conscience and by law and by the judgment of God. But because one commits a crime, and he may even be guilty of that crime, he may be out of harmony with the law, it does not mean he has yet been judged, for that judgment must then come to sentence him and to bring him into the judgment that is due to him. The judgment day will indeed be a great day. Following Christ coming back to receive his own unto himself in the clouds, and the resurrection at his voice of all the dead, and judge all mankind. This is taught to us in many places in the Bible, but for instance, Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Now this is a universal statement. All men shall die, all men shall be judged. In Revelation 20, beginning verse 11, I saw the great white throne and him that sat upon it, from whose face earth and heaven fled away, for there was no place found for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of the things written in the books, according to their works. We also learn from Romans 14 and verse 10, so then we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Verse 12, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Hebrews 9:27 with these verses shows that all men shall be in the judgment. This will include in this all men both those whom he has raised and those who are alive at his second coming. It'll include all who are in the church and those who are out of the church. The Bible clearly teaches that there is a judgment day coming for all men. Very few sermons, I'm afraid, are preached on the second coming of Christ, and maybe they don't all include all of the scriptures on this important subject. The general resurrection of all men needs to be preached. The last judgment needs to be preached in comparison with other themes also. Yet on the lips of the prophets and the apostles and Christ himself, the end of time and the final judgment is one of the most frequent themes that is preached about. Therefore, we ought to follow them in that. It should be given serious attention by all men. But yes, our question, today, will all people be judged in the judgment, would have to be yes. Indeed, all will stand before judgment.